Of sunshine on the big travel day, 39 tomorrow night. Thanksgiving, partly cloudy with a high right around 60, low Thursday night down to 40. Chance of rain by Friday afternoon into Friday night with showers and maybe some thunderstorms through early Saturday before moving out of the way. And I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at, 63 degrees at kickoff with the rain chances 20% or less by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A prosecutor who led some of the state's highest-profile corruption cases is no longer with the Attorney General's office. Matt Hart resigned on Monday. Hart led the case against former Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard. The reason behind the resignation is unclear. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another man injured. Authorities say this happened in the 4200 block of Woodley Square Monday afternoon. A second man was taken to the hospital. At last check, he was listed in critical but stable condition. And Montgomery police are investigating a second shooting Monday afternoon that left a man with serious injuries. This happened in the 700 block of 7th Street. No arrests have been made in either case. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And take your Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A shooting at a hospital in Chicago. A gunman opened fire on the city's south side. A number of people were shot. The gunman is now dead.
President Trump has acknowledged the U.S. has the recording of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey.
16 House Democrats are promising to vote against Nancy Pelosi for speaker.
The question is, if not Pelosi, then who?
Motions were wrought in a Colorado courtroom as a man was sentenced to life in prison for murdering his wife and two daughters.
You disgust me.
Frank Ruzek erupted at Christopher Watts, his son-in-law.
The FCC is demanding telecommunication companies lay out plans to meet new standards so robocalls can be stopped.
The Cleveland Indians unveiled new uniforms without Chief Wahoo, the controversial mascot they've had over 70 years.
Mahomes launches it downfield, and it's intercepted by Joyner. Highest scoring game in Monday Night Football history, and a significant win for the Rams.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Let's see what the stock market is doing. It was down pretty severely. Looks like it's still that way, down 430 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing, big guy?
Oh, wonderful. How are you?
I'm really good. It's had a little business here, but I appreciate you helping me out with that.
Of course, of course.
I appreciate it. So how's your day going so far?
Long, but good. Long.
Did you go outside early this morning and get that kind of misting rain?
I did. I had my car covered and got up early, worked out some, got frozen in the cryo chamber, came by here at like 8:30, recorded a show for Saturday.
Man, got that
show
produced
and prepared, yeah, and now we're here. And that's 7 more hours to go.
Yeah, just getting started, as they would say. Excuse me, 272-9228. Lisa, if you're listening, you're good to go to pick up your gift basket at Sweet Creek Farm Market. I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to call you. I had a lot going on this morning, so I was trying to get things done, as they would say. Let's see. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. By the way, they have the spiral ham on sale. $2.98 is really, really, really good. I had the second part of my steak last night. Ribeye steak is absolutely amazing. I also have another Wagyu steak that I'm saving for the weekend for the Iron Bowl. Yeah, we got a lot of football coming up here. We have the Egg Bowl on Thursday and Iron Bowl on Saturday. So looking forward to both of those. There's going to be some really good football on Saturday. The mayor is going to be here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And for his normal round, I'm glad we got him for the day before Thanksgiving. And So we'll take your question, comments, and viewpoints tomorrow. And then on Friday, we'll be doing the Iron Bowl edition of the Dan Morris Show. Remember, Sweet Creek Farm Market is closed on Thanksgiving. And then he is going to be doing some specials. We'll be talking about that for the Iron Bowl edition of the Dan Morris Show. Okay, let's see which way we want to go. Let's start with Catherine Herridge and the... And the Dem Sue on Whitaker.
Three senators, all Democrats, now suing over the appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general, including Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono, who said this: Donald Trump cannot subvert the Constitution to protect himself and evade accountability. We want the court to make clear that the Senate must confirm Matthew Whitaker's appointment as acting attorney general. Otherwise, this temporary appointment violates the Constitution's appointments clause. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge is live in Washington with more on this.
In the last hour, the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer releasing this letter asking the Justice Department's internal watchdog to investigate any potentially unlawful or improper contact between the acting attorney general and the administration. In the letter, Schumer, who remains in the minority when the new congressional term begins in January, asked the inspector general to review whether during Whitaker's term as chief of staff at the Justice Department, he gained access to confidential grand jury or investigative information related to the special counsel. Schumer cites media reports as the basis for the investigation. Separately, as you mentioned, three Senate Democrats filed a lawsuit at the district court here in Washington challenging the Whitaker appointment as unlawful. The suit argues that the attorney general is a senior government official or principal officer, and those positions require Senate approval.
I think it's pretty widely accepted that his appointment is at the very bounds of constitutionality, and that we feel very confident, the three of us who brought the case, that we stand way better than even a likelihood of winning this.
The Schumer letter is at least the second formal effort by Democrats just in the last week to push back against the appointment, Sandra.
Catherine, the Republicans are pushing back?
Well, that's right. Aside from President Trump, who very publicly backs Whitaker and the appointment, House Republicans are now stepping forward. They argue the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel, this is the group that provides legal guidance to the federal government, found, quote, the constitutionality of Whitaker's appointment is supported by Supreme Court precedent, acts of Congress, and past administrations. Here's Congressman Pete King.
The Department of Justice, I thought, put out a very reasoned statement, very reasoned analysis as to why the Whitaker appointment is valid and does not require Senate confirmation. So, again, I think this is a side issue being thrown out there by the Democrats.
Also, a senior outgoing House Republican urged the White House to name a permanent attorney general very soon, arguing it will mute the debate over Whitaker.
It's an open legal question. There are good arguments on both sides, but he is the acting attorney general up to and including the time the Supreme Court says otherwise. I'm a lot more interested in who the next real attorney general is going to be.
Whitaker gives a major public speech tomorrow at New York's Joint Terrorism Task Force, so we'll look for any indicators there.
Okay, so that was... They're suing, and we had kind of a lineup. The Dems are saying, well, we have a better than even chance. You have King saying, looked at it, and he sees that the president has the right to do it. I've looked at it, and there's a vacancy rule there. If you have a vacancy, you can put an acting in there for no more than 210 days. So let's listen to Jonathan Turley talking about the Dems lawsuit.
First on Whitaker. The White House argues he's in a temporary position. And history shows that you can appoint somebody in a temporary way up to 200, 210 days. And you could even argue beyond that. To that, you say what, sir?
Well, I think that the statutory arguments against Whitaker are quite weak. I think that he does meet the conditions of the statute. There's an alternative succession statute that people are saying that Rosenstein must be the acting attorney general. I don't think that's necessarily that clear. But having said that, I think there is a compelling argument to make under the appointments clause. You know, the appointments clause says that if you're attorney general, if you want to exercise those powers, you need to be nominated and confirmed. It sort of makes it sort of silly that you have to go through all that. that unless you just say someone's acting. So there is some legitimate objections here that a court's going to have to review to answer. The problem is really going to be whether these senators have standing to bring this case, whether three senators will be deemed by the court to be the people that should be heard on this issue.
And that was an interesting concept. In other words, if the senators have standing, if they don't, then it completely goes away. And then who would have standing? And having an opinion from the Department of Justice, which they already have, I would think would have some pretty good weight in the whole deal. So Jonathan Turley is going to stay with Whitaker here. And going to stay with Whitaker and say that Whitaker is basically legit.
Well, here's Senator Chuck Schumer in his own words. Putting aside Mr. Whitaker's many conflicts of interest and history of hostile comments toward the special counsel's investigation, his appointment as acting AG is in direct violation of the Constitution's appointments clause and should concern every American, regardless of party affiliation, who cares about the rule of law and justice in our country. You care about the rule of law and justice in our country, Professor? I mean, is he right?
Well, look, I think there are legitimate concerns here, but this has been done in history. This has been done in the past. I'm actually a critic of using historical practice as a way of interpreting the Constitution. I think if it's unconstitutional, doing it over and over again doesn't improve things. But you know, the court has not rendered a decision on this. This still remains an uncertain question. I tend to follow the text of the Constitution. I tend to view the Appointments Clause as having the upper hand here. But it is certainly true that this is an unanswered question as of today.
There's an unanswered question as of today. We're going to continue on News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
I don't know. What?
Lucky.
The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, start of the Christmas shopping season. At Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, this can be your lucky day. No joke. It's the Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save $15,000 on all 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Built for work or play, the Ram 1500 Bighorn has relentless capability and streamlined performance. And for a limited time, receive 25% off all 2019 Jeep Cherokees in stock. The Jeep Cherokee mixes off-road capability with mainstream appeal. The Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus, tag, title, and fees. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. Savings off list price, not MSRP. Offer expires November 30th.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Who's always there to make it right? Who loves you, pretty baby? Who's gonna love you, mama? 272-9228, that's where we are. Situation on the border, and we had a federal judge that basically came up with a no, Donald, you can't do that type thing. We also have Ivanka Trump and an email story that the liberal media is just absolutely going crazy over, absolutely crazy on. So let's start out with America's Newsroom, talking about the judge ruling on the asylum seekers here.
On immigration now, topic number two, the judge agreed with the Democrats about the port of entry, whether or not the law allows you to seek asylum if you enter the country from a legal port of entry. What is your feeling on that?
Well, you know, I testified during the Obama administration against the president acting unilaterally to rewrite the immigration laws, and I feel the same way here. This judge is on good ground, that President Trump is essentially rewriting a critical part of the immigration laws unilaterally. What I find interesting is that many of these groups applauded President Obama when he was doing it. So I think that what is clear, if anything, is hypocrisy has no borders. I mean, many of these people were delighted when President Obama, when he couldn't get something through Congress, simply ordering it unilaterally.
Now, here's the difficulty with that. I'm not an attorney, but I play one on radio. Is that if there's a point of interest of national security, then he can do. Oh, he has all sorts of latitude. That's how he won the cases from the appellate court going to the Supreme Court, basically siding with the president that he can choose who can come into this country based on national security issues.
The so-called, inartfully called, Muslim ban.
Yeah, well, but it's not.
But not
a Muslim ban. Unless
right, there are still Muslims coming into the country.
Yeah, well, unless Venezuela turned Muslim right. Recently out here. Right. And Thailand has not stopped, which is the largest Muslim country in the world. So this one's going to be interesting to watch how this kind of floats down here. Because this looks like it may be a situation where he's going to fast track this thing and see what he can get on it. I do not think the way the White House is working now that they would do something knowing that they would get overturned. I think they can do something for purpose, like the Jim Acosta stuff, but then they knew, and they came out instantly with the decorum rules, which I think is great. They only can ask one question, have to give the mic up to the next person, and all that kind of stuff. And I want to see Jim Acosta and see how he's going to handle that. Now let's go to America's Newsroom story on this subject.
Breaking news on the border crisis, an Obama-appointed federal judge ruling against President Trump's ban on asylum for immigrants who crossed the border illegally. This coming as the Homeland Security Department says more than 500 criminals have been traveling with the migrant caravan. Garrett Tenney's live from the White House now. Garrett, what is the White House saying this morning about this?
Well, Sandra, so far neither the White House nor the Department of Homeland Security have commented on this ruling blocking the president's proclamation, but we are also keeping a close eye on the president's Twitter feed, where he often likes to weigh in around this time of day. The ACLU and the Center for Constitutional Rights sued the administration almost immediately after President Trump issued his proclamation on November 9th, which prevented immigrants who are caught crossing the border illegally from being able to then claim asylum. In his ruling, federal judge John Tegar said the president did not have the authority to change our asylum laws, writing, quote, Congress has clearly commanded in the Immigration and Naturalization Act that any alien who arrives in the United States, irrespective of that alien status, may apply for asylum, whether or not at a designated port of arrival. Whatever the scope of the president's authority, he may not rewrite the immigration laws to impose a condition that Congress has expressly forbidden. Now, it's important to note, this ruling is a temporary restraining order, so this fight is not over. Both sides will come before the court to present their full arguments a month from now.
Now, a lot can happen within a month. And we have some real situations down at the border that we're going to talk about. Dan Mora Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Mora Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
During this special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and...
We're doing great. We're Mr. Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Trump administration plans to fight a federal judge's order blocking President Trump's ban on asylum claims from people entering the country illegally.
Judge John Tiger ruled that the president may not rewrite the immigration laws to impose a condition that Congress has expressly forbidden. The judge's order remains in effect until December 19th, at which point the court will consider arguments for a permanent injunction.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Before heading off to Florida for the holiday, President Trump will do the traditional Thanksgiving turkey pardoning today, where a couple of birds are sent to live the good life at Virginia Tech University. A lot of people will be heading to New York for the annual Thanksgiving Day parade.
This is going to be a very safe place to be, so we encourage everybody, despite the anticipated cold weather, to come down, see the balloons, and have a great time. That's one of the best days in New York City.
NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a breezy, much cooler day underway today. I think the clouds hang in till about midday, but gradual clearing later. High temperature will be hard-pressed to make the upper 50s today, but northwest winds at 10 to 15 will make it seem cooler. Clear, cold tonight, low 38. Tomorrow's high around 60. Plenty of sunshine on the big travel day, 39 tomorrow night. Thanksgiving, partly cloudy with a high right around 60. Low Thursday night down to 40. Chance of rain by Friday afternoon into Friday night with showers and maybe some thunderstorms through early Saturday before moving out of the way. And I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at, 63 degrees at kickoff with the rain chances 20% or less by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yep. Woo! 272-9228. Nothing like an open mic. Let's go to this Border Patrol Council director here. And he's going to be talking about the judge's ruling, and he's going to have a little bit different take of this.
First of all, what can you tell us about the update there on the 500 criminals that have been traveling with this caravan?
Well, this is a good example of what we face on the border on a daily basis. When President Trump says that there are bad people coming across the border, there's proof, there's hard evidence to show that that is in fact the case. And so we have to be concerned about those people that are trying to cross our borders illegally or trying to game the system by claiming asylum at the ports of entry.
So as far as the decision by this judge here, how big of a legal setback is this for the Trump administration?
It's not. This is a speed bump. We understand that these activist groups are going to file their lawsuits in friendly jurisdictions, and that's exactly what happened in this case. But when the dust settles and once it goes to the Supreme Court, if it even has to make it that far, we're going to get a good ruling, and we're going to find that the White House counsel knows what they're doing, just like with the travel ban issue. So again, this is just a speed bump, and that's all it is.
Okay, so he's saying that it's just a speed bump that the federal court is. And he sounded kind of light with this, which was kind of surprising to me. If you saw this guy, you would recognize him. He's not the Homan guy, the big old guy. He's the guy that's the director of the Border Patrol Council. And he's the one that's good friends with Sessions.
It just seems to me that I don't believe the court can rule on the content of the national security exception Trump and the administration give. And I think it's more a question of, is there a national security exception to the law Congress passed? And I don't know what that is, necessarily.
Well, Turley says that there's not. That Turley says that it's, and Dershowitz basically said the same thing, said that this is statute that was done by the Congress saying that this is the way it will happen. Hmm. The question is, can it be overridden by a national security interest?
And when you look down to the border and see what's happening down there, I mean, it is chaotic. And I notice ABC, NBC, and CBS, they're staying away from that bad boy.
Well, and then I guess that would get the courts into the actual content of the national security interests. Like, what's the threshold where they go, oh, yeah, it is national security. Oh, no, you're making up a national security excuse. I mean, and how does a court decide that?
Well, there are 500 criminals that Department of Homeland Security are saying are in this caravan. They're talking about that they may bum rush the border and just try to surge the border and get in, which I think would be an interesting look that's there.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. And when I say look, I'm talking about what it would look like on camera.
On camera, yeah.
Type thing. So the Border Patrol Council guy is, he's going to be talking about what the ruling means here.
Just so people understand, what exactly has the court ordered here? And obviously, you can get us, give us the take of the White House here as well. I know you just recently met with the president.
I did. I met with him yesterday to go over all of the issues that are facing Border Patrol agents and border security, including the troop deployment and how the troop deployment is working. And again, you know, we have to look and we have to say that what this president is doing is extraordinary compared to his predecessors. He's trying to solve a problem that has existed my entire career. I've been in the Border Patrol for 21 years. I put on a uniform, I go out and I patrol the border. And so I'm not just sitting behind a desk and giving you theoretical standpoints. Mm-hmm. But what we've seen him do is beyond what any other president has done, and he's trying to tackle this issue that he inherited. And frankly, I think we're going to get a handle on it.
So how does what the decision by this judge, how does it make it easier for those who are already at the border to seek asylum?
So basically what the judge just told them is go ahead and cross the border illegally. Instead of going through a port of entry, which is a legal process, the judge just encouraged them to break our laws, cross the border illegally, drain Border Patrol resources, because then we have to deploy our resources to those areas to take them into custody. This is the wrong decision. It's the wrong message to send. And this is what is spurring these caravans to continue to come as we see caravan stacking up upon caravan. It's very disappointing that a judge would take this stance to encourage lawlessness.
And that's really what, again, I had several people made comments on it. East was one of them, and got, you know, here, you know, these are unelected people that are making these rulings, and they're actually creating laws that are here. Notice that this judge came out of San Francisco, by the way, which are one of the most liberal districts around, as you can imagine. And as he's going to say, what they do is they go judge shopping with this. And so the ACLU goes and finds, you know, a judge to see if he's got an open docket or the odds are you going to get a favorable opinion, goes in and says something. Judge rules and against the administration and for liberties of people that don't live in this country. And that's kind of par for the course here. And this is really getting... You know, the great thing about it is Trump has appointed a bunch of new judges, and Trump is going to appoint a whole bunch of new judges, particularly in the next 2 years. And it's going to have a lasting impact because of what Obama didn't do and that he left a lot of these vacancies. Let's go to Chad. Chad, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. How do you say on this issue?
Well, this is precisely why the most important thing the president can do is appoint federal judges.
Mm-hmm.
And the significant impact that Trump will have long term, especially if he gets two terms, are going to be his judicial appointments.
Absolutely.
Because that type of judge, and the judge who ruled was an Obama appointee, and, you know, I don't say just because Obama appointed that judge. I say it because Obama appointed ideologues. As judges, people who had particular points of view on social issues and immigration and things like that. So it's a fait accompli when they're able to get a case in front of most of Obama's appointments, especially in the Ninth Circuit, where you had two senators, liberal senators, who nominated it or who put him up for nomination. Because there's no blue slip process when you got two senators who are Democrats and a president who's a Democrat. But yes, what that judge did is absolutely appalling. to basically say, come and violate the laws of the United States and then apply for asylum. What other countries would allow that? Many countries would shoot you dead if you crossed the border illegally. I mean, they would.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, can you imagine sneaking in across the border to Saudi Arabia?
No.
I mean, or Yemen or any country like that? You know, it's basically what the Democrats, a lot of the Democrats, especially the federal elected ones, they basically want to say, well, we have laws, but they don't apply to everybody. But if it's an interest group that we want to protect, or someone who we think has status that needs protection, then we're going to just kind of, you know, ignore the law and go with our gut. And this is what creates chaos and anarchy. And they wonder why people get so mad about immigration. And what a lot of Democrats don't realize is that people who have a common sense approach on immigration and realize, okay, we can't send 11 million people back, but we certainly can start enforcing our laws and building our wall and so forth. After a while, those people will become radicalized if you're not willing to even take simple measures to enforce the law and protect the borders. They'll elect a person who will do whatever it takes, you know, and I don't think they realize that they're pushing people who would otherwise be reasonable about adopting, moderate immigration reform into the more radicalized camp. You see what I'm saying there?
I do. It, to Republicans and conservatives, the immigration issue is a problem. To the Democrats, I really believe they look at this as potential future voters.
Well, all you got to do is look what happened in Orange County. How did you suddenly flip half the seats days after the election, including a guy, a Republican, who had an 8 percentage point lead the night of the election? It's because of all the motor voter stuff and the illegal voters down there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fraud. Yeah, I guess, you know, of course, I blame Republicans, too, because the Chamber of Commerce, Wall Street Journal types were for open borders immigration, too, for cheap labor for the longest of time.
Absolutely. Tyson's chicken.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, contractors and others. I mean, I remember when they started doing the reform of the law and wanted to do, you know, reform I-9 and do, all the registration and so forth. And, and the chamber's like, oh, no. We don't want
to. You can't do that.
Now, slow down a little bit. And we don't need to be doing nothing radical, like enforcing the law. You know, don't you realize you're going to drive up the price of strawberries? I'm like, I mean, seriously, I heard arguments like that. And I lived out in California. I lived in the Fertile Valley out there in Monterey. So I knew we had migrant workers, but they are registered and they have a time period in which they have
a migrant farmer visa.
Right. Exactly. So, but I think that ultimately, I think even the Ninth Circuit might reverse this judge, because the executive order was specifically patterned after the guidelines the Supreme Court gave in the case they released, you know, this past year on allowing people from certain countries in who had terrorist ties, right? So they were, the White House counsel's office was very careful about the way they crafted and limited the scope of that executive order. And it's completely in compliance with the case law that was decided by the Supreme Court. So this is just basically another liberal judge who thinks that he or she is an elected official and knows better.
And notice that Nielsen came out with two arguments. Number one, that there were 500 criminals that are known to be in the caravan, and that they were going to try to bum rush the border. So that's a two national security interests right there.
You know what? And at some point, the president can shut the border down if he wants to.
Absolutely.
Based on that, if he makes a national security finding, you know he can shut it down.
Yeah, and he's already cut it down from 26 lanes down to 2.
Right. You know, so it's disheartening, especially as a lawyer, to see, you know, a judge who takes an oath of office to uphold not just the constitutions but the laws of the federal government just so willy-nilly do crap like this because they feel sorry for a group who half of them are not worth feeling sorry for. Now, don't get me wrong. there are women and children in there, but they are window dressing for a lot of the drug couriers and the other types who are, you know, coyotes bringing people in illegally. Hey, if you're a Mexican from Tijuana and you don't want them here, man.
You know it's going to be bad.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, they had a guy who got embedded and went into Tijuana, and they're like, we think Trump's right. These people are criminals. Get them out of here.
Yeah, no. I saw that. It was in there saying it in Spanish, but I picked up the Trump part of it. They did the interpretation of it.
Well, anyway, we'll see what happens. But I think this is going to happen again and again and again with out of the Ninth Circuit, out of California and Hawaii and Washington State and Oregon, where they just go and forum shop and find a judge who's going to agree with their social point of view. And you're going to have to fight this tooth and nail through the court, you know. And after a while, I think even the Supreme Court's going to get fed up with it, and they're going to start fast-tracking some of these things. You know, to bypass the Court of Appeals and go straight to fast track.
I just want some of these people on the Ninth Circuit to retire so we can get some good judges in there.
Yeah, well, eventually that'll happen. Or what they could do, and they've talked about it before, splitting the Ninth Circuit into two circuits. And then that makes it a little easier to, you know, get a more... Look, I don't. You don't have to make them more Republican or more Democrat. How about just appointing judges who call balls and strikes and apply the law as it's written?
Yeah, they don't want to do that. They want to legislate.
No, that's exactly right. And that's why they raised so much hell about Gorsuch, and they raised so much hell about our last Supreme Court judge who was nominated, because they know this is their last bastion of ability to reverse the legislatively elected, you know, electors that we have. You know, so it's incredible, but it's disheartening. And I tell you, Dan, it does not bode well long term for the survival of the United States when the judiciary can overrule willy nilly the will of the people.
Absolutely. You know? Chad, I wish you have a great Thanksgiving, my friend.
Take care, friend.
Bye-bye. Take care. James, coming back to you, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
All November on The Big Bang Theory, big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What? And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, all November long.
The Big Bang Theory, today at 5 on Fox 20.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Appreciate all the telephone calls. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan. I was wondering, you know, so that we can receive continuing great coverage, from the professors Turley and Dershowitz, are they paid consultants, or are they just volunteer consultants?
They're paid paid by Fox.
Great. Okay. I didn't want, you know, the Jack Legg, Juan Williams to get all the money. I was hoping they would receive compensation.
Yeah, Fox, a little over a year ago, started doing this thing by having people like Newt Gingrich, and they have a cadre of them that they pay to be on for airtime. And it was part of a content plan that the Fox kids, the Murdoch kids, came up with.
Oh, that's very good. I'm glad to hear that, because I sure don't want them to go to competing networks and spend all the time, because I always love it when you give the commentary of Turley and Dershowitz. They're very good. Thank you, Dan.
You're so welcome. And actually, it's a very good format the way they do it, because they can pick up the phone and anything can happen, and they get Judge Napolitano. So they want somebody to talk about a legal thing, go to Judge Napolitano, get Turley, get Dershowitz. And so that's a nice little, you know, addition of how they handle it. Now, normal shows do that too. CNN's a little light in that. MSNBC, But Fox is very aggressive. They're aggressive even at a level of a network, how they do it. So, you know, you'll have Pete Williams on, if it's NBC, that's their legal go-to guy. And so Fox is trying to do that, but trying to spread it around a lot more. Let's go to the phones and go to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear.
Good afternoon, and I want to say a very early Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Going back to this judge, we know that these judges get appointed, quote, for life. Problem is, they get in and they become their own little godlings, where nobody can touch them, they can do no wrong. How can we get rid of these people? Because this is vile. This man is advocating a horde invade this country. And I'm sorry, but that's not what this country was created to be.
Yeah, the problem is, the only way you can do something is you would have to impeach them.
Then he needs to be impeached, and he should be charged with treason. Am I right, or
I'm not sure you could sell the House of Representatives on that.
Well, the House of Representatives are a bunch of...
whoa.
I can't say that word.
Don't go there, T-Spear.
I got 30 days. how can... You know, we've got a House of Representatives that are acting in the same manner as this judge in some cases. The issue is, we as a people need to stop and realize what we're putting into office, instead of taking that dollar bill from someone for our vote. Have the Democrats sold their souls so badly that their people will take a dollar and become slaves to their government?
Well, let me tell you something. My problem, though, is Republicans do something similar, but not to the extent. Republicans look the other way, particularly on immigration, like Chad and I were talking about. They wanted cheap labor for Perry Homes, who's Rick Perry's brother's construction company that is all over the Southwest. And he wanted to have cheap labor to build inexpensive houses. Tyson's Chicken is a big one.
Oh, it's huge. You're right. It is huge. And that, quite frankly, is just as wrong. We have some severe problems in this country. And until people wake up and realize how bad these problems are, they're going to continue. And it scares me. I will make no bones at all about it. It truly, truly scares me for the future of this country. So, anyway, y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you again for everything you do, Dan.
Thank you, T-Spear.
You bring a voice of rationality that we so desperately need.
Aww. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanksgiving to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. Hey, you know, listen to this. You know, our president is between Andrew Jackson and Sam Houston situation in the state of California, because nobody has ever fought in the state of California as far as immigration that I can remember through history. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I'm not quite following you on a couple of things. California had a real issue with Chinese immigrants back in the late 1800s.
Yes, sir, they did.
That's where the term coolie came from.
Okay, now Tijuana, Andrew Jackson, when he became president, he never did be anything in California. And Sam Houston, of course, he never did.
Yeah, because Andrew Jackson wasn't president, and California wouldn't have stayed in when Andrew Jackson was president.
And I think the president is correct on this. I don't know how this judge in San Francisco, what gives him that authority just to shut that down?
Because he's a federal judge, and what happens, a federal judge rules, and it has to comply for everything in the United States. It's a really kind of screwed up situation. So it's, the first is with the mostest. Somebody gets to a judge rules against something happening, then that something happening stands until the a case can be heard, which will be 1 month from now.
And then that'll go to the Supreme Court, right?
Then it'll go to the appellate court and then to the Supreme Court. But the Supremes could fast track it and ask to bypass the appeals court and go straight to the Supreme Court.
But the president could shut down the
He can shut down that port. Now, that is a lot of commerce that goes through that the United States benefits from. So he can get it down to he can make it a trickle without stopping it.
All right.
Which is what he's doing now. He's going from 26 lanes to 2 lanes.
That's a big difference, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But this is the largest port of entry in this part of the hemisphere.
You mean from Texas up to California? How about Arizona?
No, the Tijuana border is the largest port of entry in this part of the world.
Okay. Gotcha. I follow you. All right, sir.
And it's a sight to behold. I've been there, and I've had a border tour, and when I did Reagan's trip down there, and we would come flying through the border on blue lights going into Mexico and coming back, and those guys are really, really sharp.
Well, I've never been to Tijuana. The only place in Mexico I've been is Del Rio and Laredo, so...
It's an interesting place. As soon as you go over to the border, it changes. Everything changes. And when Reagan was there, when we were visiting, they got masses of people. I'm talking about hundreds of people. And they painted all the curbs, and they picked up every piece of trash on the motorcade route. You could go one block over, and it was terrible. But the motorcade route that Reagan was on, there was not one piece of trash, and everything.